Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. Awesome news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. I'd like to begin today's podcast with a very special announcement. My newest recording, a 12-song collection called The Middle of Nowhere, is available at DennisJernigan.com, iTunes, and other streaming services. In addition, my brand new book, also called The Middle of Nowhere, is available on Amazon.com. It details the many times I felt alone in the middle of nowhere moments of my life and shows how God met me in each of those moments. I think it will be of great encouragement to you. I really do. And today's podcast is the story behind the sixth song from this new collection. The song is called Father, Sing Over Me, and it came to me on March 27th of 2018. Now, I'm going to throw you a curveball here and begin today's podcast with a quote from, of all people, Janis Joplin. But it captures my heart. She said this, "I can't talk about my singing. I'm inside it." How can you describe something you're inside of? That's honestly how I feel about music. I'm inside of the music that I feel engulfed in. And it'll make more sense after you hear Psalm 32:7. It says this about the Lord. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. I am in the Lord. I'm hidden in Him. And He sings over me. So I'm in the music. I love that quote. Now, since my dad passed away back in August of 2017, I've had a pretty difficult time, just being real here. After he passed away, I had several good weeks where I felt tinges of grief, and I felt I was traversing the journey pretty well. And then the first week of December hit, and I began to experience panic attacks and many sleepless nights. Grief was overwhelming me, and I had not expected it to be so overwhelming. I just didn't. My first Christmas ever without my dad honestly caught me by surprise, as did his December birthday. Grief is the feeling of loss. Mourning is the outward expression of that loss, and I was honestly not doing so well at mourning. I finally began to get some relief as time passed by, but when March came around in 2018, I began to fall back down into that bottomless pit grief can become. Melinda had been fighting for me and holding me up emotionally, but by this time, she began to be overwhelmed by my emotional overloads. She began experiencing what is called compassion fatigue. She had come to the end of her ability to hold me up along with her own emotional needs. She basically told me she just couldn't do it anymore and that I needed to begin fighting for myself, to fight harder at digging myself out of the deep, dark pit of emotional self-pity. I needed to hear that. In a nutshell, this song, Father Sing Over Me, was my way of fighting out of the darkness and what I've been challenging people to do for decades. Here's the truth. I needed to practice what I had preached for so long. This has become my new go-to song of deliverance. It also helps me to focus on the needs of others rather than on always having to focus on my own needs. Here's the truth. My needs are met when I seek to meet the needs of others. That's the truth. Now, concerning grief and mourning as it relates to the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, I had gone far too long without even understanding that part of what I was experiencing was grief over my diagnosis. A friend just asked me one day, "Have you ever grieved the diagnosis of Parkinson's?" Those words hit me like a ton of bricks. What I realized is that I had been holding that grief deeply inside of me in order to appear strong for my family. When I realized that this buildup of sorrow was doing more damage than good, I began to pour out my grief in active, outward mourning. I let go of the sorrow I felt at the loss of my stamina, at the loss of my youth, at the loss of my mental stamina, at the potential loss of my life, at the loss of time with my children and my grandchildren, at the way my lack of mourning my diagnosis had robbed me of deeper intimacy with my wife. This song helps me mourn and move on from sorrow and into joy. It does. Here's why. Because God promised comfort to all those who mourn. We know God's word is true. He surrounds us with songs of deliverance. We just need to listen. He rejoices over us with singing. We just need to listen. When my Father sings over me, I'm instantly aware of His presence completely consuming me, completely consuming my sorrow, my suffering, my pain, my worry, my fear, and my anxiety, because He sings from the place of perfect, all-consuming love. The result of His singing? Grace to get me through the pain and deliverance from sorrow. What is left when grace and love intersect with a song from God's heart? Peace and joy. Dare to believe God sings over you. Matthew 5:4 says this, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." And let me remind you of Psalm 32:7 once more. You, who is you? The Lord. Lord, you are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. This song is dedicated to my wife, Melinda. Melinda, thanks for fighting for me and for fighting the enemy with me. I love you so much. Let's do this, people. Let's just soak in God's presence as we listen to this song.
You are living water in a dry and weary land. In the shaking times, a solid rock where I can stand. When the storms of life come, you're a shelter over me. You are light in darkness, watching over me. In the times of wounding, you come healing me. When fear would come surrounding, you come singing over me. Father, sing over me when I'm losing it. Father, sing over me when I'm wounded. Father, sing over me with your presence. Father, sing over me with your love. Father, sing over me, love unending. Father, sing over me, I'm surrendering. Father, sing over me with your presence. Father, sing over me. Father, sing over me. Father, sing over me. You are living water in a dry and weary land. In the shaking times, a solid rock where I can stand. When the storms of life come, you're a shelter over me. Over me in the times of wounding, you come healing me. When fear would come surrounding, you come singing over me. Father, sing over me when I'm losing it. Father, sing over me when I'm wounded. Father, sing over me with your presence. Father, sing over me with your love. Father, sing over me, love unending. Father, sing over me, I'm surrendering. Father, sing over me with your presence. Father, sing over me. Father, sing over me. Sing over me. I will be your righteousness and you be my redeemed. I will be your holiness, for I have washed you clean. Child, hear me singing. This is what I'm singing over you. place my love concealing you. I will be your comfort, let my love come healing through. Child, hear me singing, this is what I'm singing over you. I will be provider, I will meet your every need. I will be your champion, finding me your victory. Child, hear me singing, this is what I'm singing over you. I will be right with you, I will never ever leave. I will be your shepherd, if you let me, I will lead. Child, hear me singing, this is what I'm singing over you. Father, sing over me. 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 Love an ending. Father, sing over me. I'm surrendering. Father, sing over me. With your presence, Father, sing over me. Father, sing over me. Father, sing over me. My Father, sing over me. Father, sing over me. Father, sing over me. Oh, Father, sing over me. Father, sing over me. Father, sing over me.
Father, we thank you so much for your presence. Thank you for surrounding us with songs of deliverance. We bow down before you in worship. In Jesus' name, amen. If you know me at all, you know one of my favorite passages of Scripture, if not my favorite, is Zephaniah 3:17. Here's my own translation of this favorite verse. The eternal, self-existent God, the God who is three in one, He who dwells in the center of your being is a powerful and valiant warrior. He has come to set you free, to keep you safe, and to bring you victory. He is cheered and he beams with exceeding joy and takes pleasure in your presence. He has engraved a place for himself in you, and there he quietly rests in his love and affection for you. He cannot contain himself at the thought of you, and with the greatest of joy spins around wildly in anticipation over you, and has placed you above all other creations and in the highest place in his priorities. In fact, he shouts and sings in triumph, joyfully proclaiming the gladness of his heart in a song of rejoicing, all because of you. I love today's episode. As always, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazing, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, if you haven't already done so, subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast and make it a part of your weekly routine. It's free and it's easy. Just hit the subscribe button and you're all set. Now, if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes and leave me a review right now? And to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? If so, it's easy. Just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Now, there's actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. You can go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I also have two fantasy book series. I have a series of children's books. I have devotional books. I have a novel called The Short Life. Just check them out, Amazon.com. Don't forget my new book and recording called The Middle of Nowhere. I'm so excited about both of these. I almost forgot to mention them, but go get the new book, The Middle of Nowhere. And download the recording, The Middle of Nowhere. Amazon, iTunes, they're available there. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Father Sing Over Me, from the studio recording, The Middle of Nowhere, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this. If you remember nothing else, remember this. God loves you and sings over you and rejoices over you. And so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.